2006. We are so excited to have you with us today. The 4th of July for the last 7 years has been organized and put on by an organization called Celebrate Kirkland. Thank you all for everything you have done to support us in the efforts to put this party on. We're going to start the parade today. Oh, by the way, that organization is a 100% volunteer organization. That is the only way we get this done, and there are over 200 of you who have helped us do this today. So walking up the street now comes what we call, am I okay? Kirkland's kids. Generally, we have about 4,000 kids walking in this event. The kids are being led today by Boy Scout Troop 532.
Hey!
sound to sleep through all this promotion. A day in a baby's life. We'll probably change that about 10 o'clock tonight. I think this year we've out-decorated ourselves. Look at this guy.
Thank you.
you say, Dottie?
I don't remember them being this long.
Thank you.
our volunteers. So we want to thank you very much. And what's your name?
Annie.
And you live in Kirkland? And is it your favorite city?
Yes.
And what school do you go to?
Peterkirk.
Yay! For Peterkirk Elementary.
Hi, everybody. Good morning. Happy birthday, America. It's great to be here. We're going to have three flyovers this afternoon. They're due in a couple of minutes. The first one is going to be a Navy MH-60 Nighthawk helicopter. The second one is going to be a Coast Guard flyover with their Dolphin helicopter that you see often flying over Lake Washington. And then last but not least for the finale will be an Air Force C-17 flyover. So as they get closer, I'll tell you a little about each one of them and who's flying them and who's serving them today. All right, inbound, we have a Navy MH-60 Nighthawk helicopter. Their call sign is Firewood 17. Naval Air Station Whidbey Island Search and Rescue Team operates two MH-60 Nighthawk helicopters. Painted in a unique combination of orange and gray, the Whidbey Island Nighthawks are easily recognizable to anyone who finds themselves in need of assistance. This search and crew rescue includes Aircraft Commander Lieutenant Colonel Commander Dave Snyder out of California. The co-pilot is Lieutenant Commander Todd Borenkamp out of New Orleans, Louisiana. The crew chief is Jeremiah Brown out of Alaska. The rescue corpsman is Nick Hall out of Silverdale, Washington. And the swimmer is Michael Blindwell out of Louisville, Kentucky. You should know that the Coast Guard Dolphin, today at 3 o'clock at the Juanita Beach Park, the air crew will drop a simulated survivor into the water and rescue him. The device, affectionately known as SpongeBob, simulates the weight and flotation characteristics of a person in a life jacket. The helicopter will then deploy a Coast Guard Reserve swimmer who will free fall out of the helicopter into Juanita Bay waters to complete the rescue. While the rescuer in the water prepares the victim for recovery, the pilots will circle the hover for a rescue pickup. Coast Guard rescue crews stand by 24 hours, 365 days a year, manning ships, airplanes, helicopters, and small boats for the protection of our citizens and borders. Their services motto is Semper Paratus, or always ready. Coming in last today will be Air Force C-17 Globemaster out of the 446th Airlift Wing, Air Force Reserve. Major Mike Hayton will do his run-in from the west, fly over at 500 feet, enter Redmond airspace, and then do an eastbound 30 pass. That means the flaps and wheels are down over Kirkland Avenue, and wing wag as he departs out over the lake. They represent 2,300 men and women of the Air Force Reserve, and in this C-17 Globemaster are Major Michael Hayton. He's the aircraft commander. He lives in Federal Way, Washington. He's assigned to the 313th Airlift Squadron and also flies for JetBlue Airways. A Coug at heart, he graduated from Washington State University. The co-pilot is Lieutenant Colonel Carl Lehner. He lives in Gig Harbor and is only 6 months out from retirement. He attended Auburn University. The other co-pilot is Second Lieutenant Justin Meisberger. He lives in Gig Harbor. He's just recently assigned to the 313th Airlift Squadron, and he attended the University of Puget Sound. And last but not least, the loadmaster is Technical Sergeant Kathy McFerrin. She lives in Shelton, Washington, and works for Alaska Airlines. She attended St. Martin's University in Lacey, Washington. Reservists from this wing out of McCord fly and provide support for 48 C-17 Globemaster 3s assigned to McCord Air Force Base. The Air Force's premier airlifter is heavily involved in U.S. operation requiring fast and versatile transportation. Away from McCord, reservists support a variety of missions at worldwide locations. In all instances, the Air Wing has passed inspections, dominated competitions, and most importantly, contributed experienced professionals to every contingency in which the United States is involved. A little bit more about the unit. The 446 Air Wing is literally the home team, with 93% of the wing's reservists residing and working in Western Washington. The other 7% reside in surrounding communities and states. In all, reservists from the 446 Air Wing have contributed more than 87,000 days in support of the U.S. war on terrorism since September 11, 2001, for ground operations alone. All volunteer air crews have flown more than 26,000 hours on missions supporting Operations Enduring Freedom and Operations Noble Eagle. Came in from the west, they'll be entering Redmond airspace, where they're going to turn around, they're going to come back, and then do a dirty pass, which means the flaps and the wheels will be down, and then they will do a wingway as he departs over the lake. C-17 is commanded by Major Michael Hink out of Federal Way. His co-pilots, Lieutenant Colonel Carl Lanier out of Gate Harbor, Second Lieutenant Justin Meisberger out of Gate Harbor, and the Technical Sergeant who's the Lone Master is Technical Sergeant Kathleen McFerrin. She lives in Shelton.
Standing in front of us right here, but all of the men and women that are serving right now in our armed forces, and pay tribute to our flag and our country. I want to see everybody's lips moving now, okay? Sing with me. Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hail at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming. And the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave.
We're told that the Coast Guard wants to make one more pass. So Coast Guard helicopter, Tim is coming in. Yep. Where's Jeff?
Is he right on us, Jim? Well, the Coast Guard apparently can't get enough of Kirkland, so they want to come over again, and we're told they're 20 seconds out. And there's no parking, Kenny says. Here it comes. This is the plane that's going to do the water rescue demo at 3 o'clock at Juanita Beach. Welcome to Coast Guard again.
Okay. Coast Guard's still looking for that parking spot. Now we're going to start with the Honor Guard VFW 299-5 team. Staff Sergeant Stanchak, Senior Airman Phillips, Airman First Class Zepeda, Airman First Class Martinez.
A new and unique game day tradition, and to engage a new audience leveraging the innovative music industry in the Pacific Northwest. Launched in the summer of 2004, Blue Thunder. Hawk fans. Our Grand Marshal for our parade, Josh Brown. He was selected in the 8th pick of the 7th round, 222nd overall, sorry Josh, by the Seahawks in the 2003 draft out of University of Nebraska. He connected on 18 of 25 field goal attempts and finished 5th in the NFC at kicker scoring 110 points. And is our Grand Marshal today. Welcome, Josh.
Welcome, Josh. Hey, wait a sec. Got a thing to say. By the way, when he's throwing his fist out at you like that, that's a ring he's showing off. Say hey.
How you doing, guys?
Happy 4th of July!
Driven by our own Dennis Brown of Reasons to Believe with his little partner, Nicole Everett, who was late.
Here comes Kirkland Cub Scout Pack 550, representing the Highlands Market and North Prairie.
Benny,
I'm in the wrong parade.
Yeah, you are.
Well, where are we?
This is the Rotary, and you know what you guys did? You are not in the right order.
No, you're not.
You know what? Chuck Morgan,
are you going to a parade? Or
this
a
is our Kirkland Rotary. They will be putting on the big picnic down at Juanita Beach this afternoon with a duck dash. You can win this car for $5 a ticket. They have games, they have walks, they have the Coast Guard. So everyone head to Juanita Beach after the parade today. Dottie, here comes Pack 550.
I lost them. Okay, here comes Kirkland Cub Scout Pack 550, representing the neighborhoods of Market, Highlands, and Yorker. These Cub Scouts will be handing out 1,500 American flags today to help celebrate America's birthday.
Next up, we have the University of Washington Husky Spirit Squad with a helmet car and Harry. Where's Harry the Husky? Oh, Harry got sick.
Hey, so fast, it's time for us to spell. Give me an A. Give me a U. Give me an
S.
Give me a K.
K.
Give me an I.
I.
Give me an E.
E.
Give me an S.
S.
What's the spell?
Huskies.
Okay, guys, hustle up. Hustle up. Get that hat rolling. Here comes Kirkland's best friend, RTS. RTS is responsible for putting together so many fun things in the city of Kirkland. They put up the Christmas tree on an annual basis. They decorate it. All of you have seen the incredible work that this organization has put together. This year, they brought us a steamboat. They always do something very special. So RTS, and on the steamboat is the Whistling Crickets Pixieland Band. So let's hear you. Come on, Pixieland.
You can't tell her you talk.
It's a wonderful life, isn't it? Here comes George Bailey's 1920 Dodge Brothers touring car. It's an imitation, of course, but inside is Zuzu. We all remember Zuzu. Zuzu's the one who said, every time a bell rings, an angel gets his wings. Today is Zuzu's birthday. So happy birthday, Zuzu, and happy birthday, Kirkland, all in America, too.
Yeah, that is really the Zuzu.
That's really Zuzu. That's the tree that crashed, or the car that crashed into the tree.
Kirkland Police, shift supervisor vehicle. This vehicle is driven by the on-duty shift sergeants, and the vehicle is set up to be able to be used as a portable command vehicle driven by Captain Olson.
Oh, the power.
Walking behind the car is K-9 Officer Axel and K-9 Zeke. Good boy. The North Rosehill Neighborhood Association is proud to feature the Mark Twain Elementary Bobcat Unicyclist. These students have worked all year long with their coach, PE teacher Ann Nelson. The students have given up their recesses to learn how to ride during open gym. Some of these students have been riding for only a few months.
Group. Looks like they got their numbers a little mixed up.
No, I think that we got our numbers mixed up. This is Friends of Deb Eddy. Here's Deb Eddy and her friends and family in a very gaily decorated family truck. Deb is running for the legislature from the 48th district and is a well-known former city council member and mayor of Kirkland from 1994 through 1999.
Yo, Deb.
Kirkland former mayors rock.
All of them.
Ross Hunter is the state representative from the 48th Legislative District, and he is running for re-election. Ross lives in Medina with his wife, Trixie, and their two children. Welcome and happy 4th of July. Our state representative, Rodney Tom, is here with his family to wish us a happy Independence Day. Rodney is running for the state senate this year in the 48th District.
Comes Candy Tallquist in her vintage 1946 Ford pickup. Beautiful.
Girl Scout Service Unit 420, welcome. They serve over 500 girls ages 6 to 18 and 51 troops in Kirkland. The girls participate in a variety of service projects, learning opportunities, and fun skill-building activities throughout the year. Girl Scouts, where girls grow strong. You go, girls. The 2006 Kirkland American League Major Division All-Stars. Managed by Dennis Redinger, coached by Dean Johnson and Kevin Keller. This is a team competing to participate in the Little League World Series in Williamsport, Pennsylvania. The first game in District 9 tournament will be at Pickford Hill Park on July 8th. Good luck, boys. 2006 American League 11-year-old All-Stars. Managed by Bob Stoddiger, coached by Joe Oshbacher and Phil Gray. These boys are already playing in their District 9 All-Star Tournament at Centennial Field in Snoqualmie. Good luck, boys. The 10-year-old All-Stars were unable to attend as they are playing a game at this very moment at Hartman Field in Redmond. The 2006 American Little League Coast Division champions fresh off their fourth place finish in the District 9 tournament. It's the Coast Division Athletics, managed by Kevin Dyer Labor and coached by Steve Rogers. Congratulations on a great season. And now we have the 2006 Kirkland American Little League Minor Division champions. It's the minor division of the Athletics. They're managed by Mike Scheffler and they are coached by Tim Davis. Congratulations, Trevor, Kyle, Josh.
Let's hear a happy, happy 4th of July, you guys.
Happy 4th of July!
City Kids is a city church in Kirkland, Washington. It's a place where kids have a blast while growing relationally, spiritually, and intellectually. I didn't write that. Hey, you guys, happy 4th. Here they come.
Are you kids gonna all wave?
Here comes KITH, K-I-T-H, Kirkland Interfaith Transitions Housing. KITH is a nonprofit nonprofit organization providing transitional and
Permanent.
Thank you. Nice handwriting, Carrie. Housing on the east side. They've been doing this for 18 years, and they're a very special organization in Kirkland.
Here is Connie Chapin and Angelfish Swimming. Now in its 35th year, Hopelink helps homeless and low-income families, children, and seniors, people with disabilities, make lasting changes in their lives. Hopelink promotes self-sufficiency by helping people meet their needs for food, shelter, homelessness prevention, child development, family development, transportation, and adult literacy. Hi, kids.
Here comes Kirkland Wednesday Market, most successful market ever started on the east side. I'm just saying that, I might have made it up, but I think it's true. Welcome Kirkland Wednesday Market, every Wednesday, 10 to 4.
The fire truck is driven by John Kent. It's a 1947 antique fire truck owned by his father, Butch Kent. The Lake Washington Saddle Club. Horses have had a long and proud history on the east side, and these equestrian representatives are the proud torchbearers of a 61-year-old institution, the Lake Washington Saddle Club.
Lake Washington Saddle Club has been walking in our parader. I guess horses walk. Ever since the beginning, Lorraine Prosperous runs this group back year after year, and they get better and better.
Next up, we have the High Valley Riders. High Valley Riders Women's Drill Team is based out of Sammamish, Washington. This group of women combines two teams from South King County and the East Side who are riding together for the first time this year. They share a love of horses, a passion for drill, and the value of friendship they build as part of being a competition drill team. They appreciate the chance to participate in Kirkland's 4th of July parade. Thank you. thank you to those that are following the horses. And I don't know how you guys got this job, but was it something you did? Next up we have Mike Gavick. He is running to be the Washington State's next United States Senator on the Republican ticket. He was born and raised right here in our Evergreen State. Mike is proud to be represented in this grand parade. Happy 4th of July, Mike.
Right behind Gavick is Bombay Cutters. Debbie Lamont should be driving there. She's the owner and mascot Suki Foo. They're now celebrating 27 years of doing business in downtown Kirkland. Here comes the Rainbow City Band. They are the band that's been with us since the very beginning. They say this is their favorite parade, and they do a whole lot of it. We love the Rainbow City Band. And I'm saying it now because it's cool with the Kirkland Band.
Many of this here, we invite you to shake your grouping and to their funky beats.
I'm not reading so well. Say it with me out there. More cowbell.
More cowbell.
More cowbell.
A nonprofit organization doing dance and dance education, children's and adult classes to dancers of all ages. Penny, can you do this?
Oh, yeah.
Well, we might have to sign up for those lessons.
Well done, lady.
Lessons, then you can call up Dinner's Ready Kirkland. Dinner's Ready offers pre-packed, ready-to-assemble meals. They'll do the planning, the shopping, the chopping, to provide all you need for dinner, and best of all, they will also do the cleanup. Happy 4th of July from Dinner's Ready Kirkland.
Now it's night. Season, the Kirkland Performance Center. When they started to put the building up, I think you'll remember the big sign that said, if we build it, they will come. And they did. And we keep coming and coming. Steve Larian has led this organization through an incredible career. Hey, Steve. What you got to say?
Happy 4th, Kirkland.
Our very special Kirkland Performance Center.
Let's welcome the North Lake Unitarian Universalist Church. They are located on 4th Avenue South in downtown Kirkland.
They're doing all sports. This is an all-American sports group. Can you tell that? There you go.
I'm looking for the football.
You're always looking for the football. What's this? We've got mermaid hair extensions. I love this thing they sent in. It says they use 100% natural human hair. I don't know what unnatural human hair is. But here they are. They do their hair extensions downtown Kirkland. They are mermaids and they got bubbles.
That hair really looks real, especially on the 8-year-old. Here's State Senator Luke Esser and some of his volunteers. Luke is running for re-election this year in the 48th district.
Kirkland has definitely gone to the dogs and cats and now rabbits. Apparently, Dooley's has now got rabbits. Is that the truth? Marty? You have rabbits in the store now? On Saturday. There they come. Let's go.
Meow, 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 meow.
Look at these critters. This guy's kind of tired, huh? Already. And here's Dooley's owner, Chuck Bartlett. He's on the park commission. Our board. Who's dragging who there, Chuck? We've got beans in the back.
Beans in the back.
Dooley's waiting. Keep walking, boys. Dooley and Chuck recently won a look-alike contest. They both have the same hairstyle.
Last year and sang happy birthday at the KPC to Maryland. They performed their Maryland song at the Kirkland Centennial. This year they are Moss Goddess Bombers.
Let's rock! Let's rock, goddesses!
You go, girls! Would be Kelly the Crusher, Chaotic Carol, Nukem Norma, Kick-Ass Kim, Knockout Nina, Mad Dog Marty, Elaine the Eliminator, and K-9 Kathy. The Kirkland Police Corrections Van. This van is used to transport persons under arrest to and from court appearances and to move the people to various jail facilities. It's driven by Sergeant McKenna. Walking behind the van will be the Corrections Officer Crawford, Corrections Officer Valencia, PEDB, which is the Pedestrian Safety Bee, not spelling bee, Penny, Officer McGraw, Barbara Buckhanna, and children of the Kirkland Police Department.
You don't want to ride in that truck.
That would not be a good
thing. Here comes Kirkland Cub Scout Pack 554. They are celebrating 40 years in Kirkland. Boys in the first through fifth grades learn fun life skills and all about outdoors. They have a rocket night coming up when school starts this fall at Lakeview Elementary. Pack 554 is sponsored by Kirkland Congregational Church. Welcome, and happy 4th of July.
The residents of Evergreen Court located in Bellevue are the biggest Seahawk fans. Watching from their easy chair and cheering the Seahawks on, come visit them for free lunch for seniors. Yes, there still is a free lunch. They know how to watch the parade, just ride in it. And let's honor our veterans who are marching for peace. Yeah, I know, I gotta talk to you about that.
Oh, you wanna go ahead and tell me about that?
Oh, yeah, you might wanna know what to say.
Okay, what'd you say?
I have a script.
Hey, Brett.
In front, we have Brett Johnson and his family.
Happy 4th, everybody.
He is driving a 64 Impala Chevrolet. That's a Chevy, right? Like Brett, yeah, not a Ford. Behind him is his brother, Todd and Margaret, and they're a 1967 Camaro. Lee Johnson's Chevrolet Monza has been an integral part of our 4th of July parade and our community for many, many years.
Hey, Butch.
Butch Kent, who so generously donated all of his antiques today, I mean cars, not people, is driving a 1940 Ford school bus by Gillen from San Lorenzo, California. Some restoration was done. Butch is driving and riding with all of his family and friends. Thank you, Butch.
Here comes the 2006-2007 Lake Washington High School drill team. Captain Stanley Skelton and Cheyenne Sanders, coached by Lindsay Beck. You're going to do a little gig?
The Lake Washington, are you guys going to perform first, or do you want me to talk? Or can I talk while you perform?
Hold off on the talking.
John Youngleg. Kirkland City Council. I gotta see who's in the first car here.
It's Jim. Hey, Jim, what do you say?
Jim Launder, our mayor.
What do you think of this car?
It looks good on you.
It is on me.
And here comes Mary Alice in a marvelous scooter bumble. Look for Mary Alice again later in the parade.
That's right.
Mr. Sternoff, look at that. It's a little bit bigger than mine, but it doesn't have those fancy stars. Keep going.
Oh, thank you.
And council member Dave Asher and the neighborhood electric vehicle, which is called a NEM. And Councilmember Kutsiasa.
He's got both hands on the wheel here.
Deputy Mayor Joan McBride and Councilmember Jessica Greenway.
Happy Independence Day! Yay!
Here's my favorite waste mobile. Waste Management has been servicing the City of Kirkland for as long as the City of Kirkland has been serviced by Waste Management. Don't you think so? Yeah, absolutely. How about out there?
We have the Kirkland National Little League All-Stars coming up. Here, Penny. Kirkland National League All-Stars. The Kirkland Fours. Number 14 is Dakota, number 23 is Tyler, number 1 Joseph, 44 Reese, number 22 is Griffin.
Number 1 is Kendrick, number 41 is Alec, number 21 is Jacob.
Includes first through fifth grade boys from Juanita and A.J. Bell Elementary Schools. The Scouts have lots of fun learning about nature, different sports, archery, hiking, camping, and crafts at weekly meetings and at camp. Next, we have a Plaza Garcia. Plaza Garcia is located on Juanita Drive, serving the Kirkland community Mexican food. They want to wish all their great customers a happy 4th of July. Next up, we have Santiago Ramos. He's running for state representative in the 48th district, Republican. I'm sorry, he's a Democrat. I'm not sorry he's a Democrat, I mean I just got it wrong.
But his signs are blue! Here comes the Kirkland Orcas, Kirkland swim team. These guys go to the parade year after year, they bear their all. Hey, you guys having a good time?
Oh, and this is my really favorite float here. This is the Fraternal Order of Eagles from Kirkland. Their float theme this year is All-American Sports. Check this out. You guys see the footballs, Penny?
Yeah, I see the footballs. They're round, though. They look kind of like basketball.
Oh, you guys, that's cute.
Great float. Marvelous shot.
We'd like to welcome Miss Kirkland USA.
Hey, Jesse.
Jesse Thompson.
Oh, happy 4th of July.
Woo! Woo! Let's go. Okay, folks. CDB. DBC. Reminding all kids to make a beeline over to the Kirkland Library where the summer reading program is in full swing. Miss Queen Bee also wants to remind all grown-ups to practice on their spelling bee skills for the second annual adult spelling bee coming up next February. I'm the Queen Bee that runs the spelling bee. Join us to celebrate the fourth this year, representing the this year's winning team, the Word Whammers, with Jamie Langan carrying the Spelling Bee Trophy.
So my only question would be, can that bug fly?
Yeah.
and they will perform Catechism. They also performed for us earlier today, as you all know, to get you all warmed up for this. Okay, you guys go, or you get run over by that Kenwood truck.
You got 20 seconds.
Go, 20 seconds, hit it.
So, we will get rhythm.
Has been headquartered in Kirkland since 1977. The little truck here is a replica of a 1975 Kenworth that was hand-built by employees as a gift to a retiring plant manager. Riding with a group of employees and family as a guest of honor, Gary Zibel, who retired 2 weeks ago after 50 years at Kenworth. The big blue truck is a brand new Kenworth model W900.
That's what we think that one is on Craigslist.
You think one of these is on Craigslist?
I don't think you can get one on Craigslist. Here comes Meow. Here comes Meow Cat Rescue. They are a nonprofit, no-kill shelter serving Kirkland and the surrounding communities. Meow promises or promotes lifelong relationships between people and companion animals, providing shelter and care for each precious life until adopted into a forever home. Meow wants to remind everybody that adoption is for life.
Meow, meow.
Meow.
Fred Olson, a Kirkland native, is running in the 48th District for the Washington State House. Fred is joined by his wife, Dagny, son Noah, and their friends and supporters. Happy 4th of July, Brett.
Mary, Hubbard, Abby. Dunn Lumber Company has been a family-owned company and family-owned and operated company for 100 years. 100 years? Family-owned and operated for 100 years. Sorry. Many of us have got homes made out of Dunn Lumber. And frankly, the reason I screwed this one up is because Rob Dunn used to be my next-door neighbor.
Cub Scout Pack 559. Here comes the Cub Scout troop from Helen Keller Elementary in Kirkland.
What's it called?
And that little car in front is called the Ariel Atom. Is that a hybrid?
What's an Ariel Atom?
I don't know.
This is a GMC 2500.
It's a kit car. That's a kit car, the first one in front.
Got it.
The 45th Legislative District Democrats would like to wish you all a happy 4th of July. The 45th represents parts of Kirkland, Woodinville, Duval, Carnation, and parts of Redmond. Oh, look at that one. Eric Ullman, Washington State Senator. This is an All-American 1967 Chevy Corvette. This American muscle car is fully restored and in top original condition. Wow, WOW, Redican Operative Wiring. Installs telephones, televisions, computers, and speakers. Police and insurance companies like having these systems because recording evidence doesn't lie. We've installed these in single-family homes also. Wedekin Operating would like to welcome...
Come on, you guys, let's go.
Okay, Penny, go. Tim Lee is running to represent the 45th District in the state legislature. Tim lives in Redmond and is kicking off a busy campaign this year. Welcome, Tim. Here we have the beautiful young gals. Hi, Kendall. Representing one of the newest hair salons in town, the Loft. And she's in front of me, as you can hear the... Keep Highlander Pipe Band, so it might be a little difficult to hear me.
Okay, here comes the Keep Highlander Pipe Band. They were formed in 1952. The band is from Seattle, Washington, and is the official pipe band of the Crying Keep. The band is returning to Scotland in August to compete for the third time in the World Pipe Band Championship. They have an active and healthy teaching program, and they're always looking for new members. Contact any member for details. These guys have been with us for about 4 years now, and they're an annual hit. Here comes Lanita Neighborhood and the Jump Ropers, the Hot Dog USA Jump Rope Demonstration Team.
Jeffrey Possinger is a local native, and he graduated from Juanita High School. He is running for state legislature in the 45th district. Welcome, Jeffrey.
A lot of guys running that district.
Hey, Penny, I don't think that Ford is a hybrid either.
Not enough hybrids in this parade.
Courtesy of Evergreen Ford. That's a nice looking truck.
Here comes the chamber.
Here comes the Kirkland Concours d'Elegance. Was that right?
Close enough.
These four cars are from the Kirkland Concours d'Elegance that will be held September 9th at Carillon Point and will again feature over 80 examples of rolling art. The fundamental purpose of the Kirkland Concours is to assist in the care of seriously ill children and women that need help. Look at these beauties.
Don't take anybody in these cars. That's my time, buddy.
Yeah, but we see you're in the back seat. Next is Residence 12. Residence 12 is a non-profit treatment center for women with alcohol and chemical dependency located in Kirkland. They are celebrating their 25th anniversary this year and are sponsoring the Power of Recovery Walk on September 23rd.
Look at this. Action Athletics All-Stars. These cheerleaders are really hot. They're a national championship award-winning organization serving the top cheer athletes in Washington. From the first practice at the Bellevue Downtown Park to its current status as the top all-star program in Washington, Action Athletics has always strived to be the best of the best. Its mission is to develop children of all ages into responsible, hardworking, self-respecting individuals. The Action Athletics All-Stars are the 2006 Pac West and Spirit Cheer National Championship champions.
The 2006 Kirkland American Little League Major Softball Division All-Stars. Managed by Gil Harding, coached by Pete Rondack and Paul Glossnap. These girls are already playing in District 9 All-Star Tournament at Hartman Field and Redmond. Good luck, girls.
Yeah, win that for Kirkland, you guys.
The 2006 American Little League. These are the 9 and 10-year-old softball All-Stars. Managed by Mike Pratt and coached by Nikki Meyer and Mike Ferreira. Good luck, girls. In addition to these great Kirkland teams, don't forget that for the 8th year in a row, Kirkland has decided the Junior Softball Little League World Series. Next up, we have the King County Posse.
Howdy, Sheriff.
How y'all doing today? The King County Posse was formed in 1941. It wasn't until 1945 that the Posse became an all-Palomino equestrian unit. That happened because of a promise of an appearance and performance at the Western Washington State Fair after the Posse was an all-Palomino drill team. The Posse has also participated in Ellensburg Rodeo since 1945. The group is made up of people from all walks of life, nonprofit, and totally self-sustaining.
Guys, sure on these horses, they don't bite. The Posse comes to us through the Brown family from Fox Cleaners. These guys have brought the Posse back to us. I think this is, again, their 7th year as well. Hey, wait a minute, I forgot some.
I'm going to tell you, you missed something there. Next up, we have the Sibling House. Hi, Mike. Sibling House is a home where siblings can stay together as a family while they're in foster care. Sibling House also provides support to other foster homes that are willing to take sibling groups, as well as mentors, new foster parents, and people that are interested in becoming foster parents. Welcome, and the Sibling House wants to wish everyone a happy 4th of July.
Here comes Studio East. Performing arts in the Storybook Theater. Ladies and gentlemen, this Kirkland-based theater school is one of the hidden jewels of Kirkland, offering their year-round classes and performance opportunities for young people from ages 4 to 19. Here today are many of the cast members from Studio East's upcoming summer teen musical, Footloose, which will be performed the final weekend of July at the Kirkland Performance Center. Let's welcome these amazing teens and wonderful leaders of tomorrow. Give a hand to Studio East and the Storybook Theater. $25,000, as well as adopted 2 families in need just within the Bellevue Market Center. When we hear of a need, we rise to the occasion. Their philosophy is that it's not only about the money. Good job, Keller.
State Representative Toby Nixon has represented the 45th District of the State Legislature in Olympia for the past 4 years, and this year he's running to be our next state senator. The 45th includes northern parts of Kirkland, Redmond, Snohomish, all of Woodville, Duval, and Carnation. Yeah. Jazzercise, created by Judy Shepherd Miss. It is the world's leading dance fitness program with more than 5,800 instructors teaching 20,000 classes weekly in the U.S. and around the globe. Jazzercise is committed to helping people understand and value the importance of health and fitness. To find a class near you, log on to www.jazzercise.com. You go, girls. Turnoff Development Company. Oh, it is you guys. What a beautiful truck. Turnoff Development Company Corporation, your hometown builder. Bob wants to wish everyone and their family a happy and safe 4th of July. Cub Scout Pack 595 is made up of about 40 boys in ages from 1st to 4th grade and meets at Mark Twain Elementary School. Located in North Rose Hill. Pack 595 is celebrating its 41st anniversary this year. Hey, you guys, you better run. Look what's behind you.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to get chased around the corner on
that. Yeah, that's the Kirkland Police Command Vehicle. And this is driven by Lieutenant Krabs, and riding with him is his son, Jared. This is what the Kirkland Police calls out when they need the SWAT teams, and hopefully none of us will ever have the need for this beautiful piece of equipment. Next up is our Kirkland Force basketball team. This is the girls' select basketball team and feeder teams to the Lake Washington High School. Girls' grades from 5th to 9th come and try out in September. The Central Houghton theme is America's greatest sport is walking. Get out and walk your neighborhood. Take a walk on the Houghton side.
I want to know what they did with the old shed. This is the first year they haven't used the shed.
I don't know. I think the shed went to Redmond.
Cassie said they still have the shed. It's in my backyard.
Granny got Roger Goodman, who is running for the House of Representatives in the 45th District.
City of Kirkland's Public Works Department is protecting your community by caring for our streets, our sewer, and our drainage system. Entering the parade today is your city's new dump truck. That's a dump truck? That's not a dump truck. This is the video truck.
Video truck, yeah.
Okay, you can't read and talk at the same time. This must be a dump truck. But it doesn't wait by the lawnmower. Good horse.
First Baptist Church of Kirkland wants to wish everyone a patriotic 4th of July and summer. As they march forward into the summer in red, white, and blue, they want to invite all the children to Ignatia Bible School. They will be setting sail on a great adventure filled with games, tasty snacks, exciting lessons, and fun friends. The church put their heads together to decorate the sailing boat. Special thanks goes to... special thanks goes to Mike and Albiel for driving their car and driving the parade. But the true jam of the boat lies in the work of the kids. Each child painted their own fish to show the parade on their wagons. Give a loud cheer. Thank you. are the hand-painted fish I just talked about, the First Baptist. The kids did this, hand-painted all of them themselves, you guys. Let's give the kids a cheer. Next up is XITLLC Residential Remodeling. Their float is a 1986 Mercedes 560 SL, 50,000 original miles. They are proud to be serving Kirkland and the Greater East Side in their second year providing residential remodeling services. Thanks, Kirkland, for a great 2 years.
7 years of bare bodies in Kirkland. Bikini Beach greets us again with another marvelous display. Thank God the boat's a little lower this time. Welcome, you guys. Happy 4th of July.
Bikini Beach, 7 years in Kirkland. 26 years owned by John Hess. So, John, how did you get that job?
Kirkland Heritage Society, proud to present Frank Rosen and friends with their antique Model A. Imagine what the dirt streets of Kirkland used to look like with these gems puttering along. And there are plenty of pictures of those at the Heritage Society.
Penny. Number 87.
Here comes City of Kirkland Parks. Parks Department always brings something special. They've been working all week, getting ready for this event, and Jason's driving the official truck. Usually they make these things wave their arms at us, but I think we've got Evan on the back. We're waiting for one more. There's one more.
Scotty Gorarde. Dottie, thank you so much for your helping MC today and your little scooter. She has two buddies that have these scooters that we have nicknamed Hardly Babes. And Mary Alice and Kelly Jordan, they were going to ride with her. But they must be busy. We'd like to thank all of you for coming out this afternoon. And we have the picnic down at the Juanita Beach.
It's a tough job, but someone has to do it.
The flag, when it is in such condition that it is no longer a fitting emblem for display, should be destroyed in a dignified way, preferably by burning. Our flag is not a mere cloth. It is the tangible symbol of our nation and our way of life. In a flag retirement ceremony, we are not simply burning a piece of cloth, We are giving a ceremonial farewell to a national symbol. This ritual, a flag retirement, does nothing for the flag. The importance is what it does for us as Americans.